Welcome to Issues. Today is such an exciting day, because I decided to, with the help of Valerie Stroud, Vegan Val, from Color Me Natural, I have decided to go ahead and start this podcast thing off right. We're living our best lives here, and we're going to talk about just something that's very important to everyone. From the head to your toes, your hair is the first thing that we have to deal with. So our crowning glory. So Valerie Stroud of Vegan Val, Color Me Natural, and you might also know her from Nappy by Nature. She is on the podcast today, the Issues podcast, where we talk about different issues that are important to us. So today we decided that hair would be the first topic that we talked about because it's a very interesting topic. It's a very big subject. It's a very big market. Almost everyone has hair, but a lot of people don't know how to take care of their hair. So I'm going to go ahead and introduce Valerie from Vegan Val. And how you doing, Valerie? Are you on the phone?
Testing. I'm here. Yes.
You're absolutely here. Podcasting. Yes.
Yes, I'm excited.
So background, just a little bit. I was in our store, Africa and More in Greensboro, North Carolina, where we do a lot of their videos and things like that. So I was hanging out in the store, and Valerie walked in. I immediately looked at her and I was like, oh my god, like, she is in such great shape. Her hair is beautiful. She's got these muscles popping. Wow. So I said, hey, what's your name? She said, Valerie. I said, Valerie? My name is Valerie. So I said, well, you know, she said she had a hair salon and everything. I said, well, let me have your number, because, you know, Spot TV, we do a lot of promotions. So I was like, well, you know, maybe we could talk. Maybe we can, you know, do business or whatever. And so I kept calling Val, going back and forth. And it just seems like with all that going back and forth, we've become more than client and business. We're more like friends.
Yes.
So yes. So we're friends, and we're helping each other out on this journey of life. So I was telling her today about the podcast that has been in my mind. And I was thinking, you know, today I was thinking, you know, is an idea a vision? And I think so. What do you think, Valerie?
Yes, absolutely.
So
I am so excited that I get to be one of your first guests.
One, you are the first guest. Outside.
Right. Well, Valerie, just a little bio of myself. I am a vegan, and I was given that subtitle years ago when I was in the car business, and I was selling cars at Crown Nissan, and the store manager gave me that name, Vegan Val. So that's been a real favorite of mine, and I carry that name around with pride. So I've been a vegan for right above 18 years. Before that, I was a vegetarian, and we're really not going to talk about all of that right now, but that lifestyle became prominent for me because I was sick a lot, and I heal myself by the way I eat. So that's where that name came from. And I've been in the hair industry, in the beauty industry, for 30 plus years.
And wow.
I connect the dots with hair and fitness. And that's pretty much my lifestyle. And I like to share my lifestyle with others with the way that I love on their hair. And when I love on their hair, I talk to them about nutrition and how to become healthier from head to toe, including the healthiness of their hair.
Okay, so healthy hair. So hair can have health? I mean,
absolutely.
I'm confused here. How can hair have health?
Absolutely, Val. Well, you know, one thing that I talk to my clients about is your hair is a living thing. It's living. It has life. And you have life. Your hair has life. And because of that, it can be healthy or unhealthy. And if you know anything about science, you can use a strand of hair to determine a lot of things about your health. Doctors use it. They can determine whether you do drugs or not. They can determine some illnesses. A lot of things can be determined through a strand of hair. So when you say healthy, your hair can be healthy, absolutely. Everything that you eat, everything that you digest, somehow has an outlet. And your skin is the largest organ. Is it an organ? Yes.
Yeah.
In your body or on you. And mostly what you eat comes out through your skin, mostly. If you're eating something that can actually come out.
Yeah.
And hair and skin ties in together. So if you're not treating your skin right, if your skin is unhealthy, typically your hair is also. So I help clients to understand how to have healthy skin and hair. And again, it starts with what you digest and what you ingest. One of the major, major things is drinking plenty of water to keep your hair and skin hydrated. Exercising helps your brain. Your brain helps your hair, which when you exercise, it really stimulates all of your organs, and it also stimulates hair growth. So that's one of the major things that ties in exercising and your physical health with your hair health.
Okay. So, okay. I think I see what you were saying. So how can we make sure that our hair is healthy? I mean, what is there a certain look? Is there a certain thing to look out for? I mean, I don't know much about hair, so I'm letting you. You're the professional. You've been doing this over 30 years, and you are a licensed cosmetologist as well as you are a trainer. So tell me more.
Okay, well, Val, yes. The first thing I would say is love your hair.
Mm-hmm.
If you love something, you're going to care for it. We don't really love our hair the way we should. We quickly get frustrated with our hair, and the first thing we do is put something on it, cover it up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be with weaves, with braids, with wigs, wrapping it. I'm not saying these things are bad, but sometimes we're doing these things because we're not loving our hair.
Because of our relationship with our hair.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Because of our relationship with our hair. As you notice, and as you know, as a woman, a lot of times when we're going through something, the first thing we want to do is cut our hair, change mm-hmm. our hair, because mm-hmm. that's the first thing we see when we look in the mirror. If we love our hair, it will lead us more towards caring for our hair and nurturing our hair. We love our children, and we get frustrated with them, but the first thing come to our mind is not to cut them off.
Right.
It's to
hide them in the closet somewhere.
Right. Exactly.
Or put some new kids on. Like, these are my kids. These are my kids.
Exactly. Not new, you know. Yes. Exactly. This is true. And we have to kind of understand the relationship that we have as women with our hair, and because of that, it will help us to understand the abuse that we're putting on our hair, and the fact that we don't respect our hair as a living thing on our body. So, you know, we when you think about living things, you think about nurturing them. You think about, we as women, we're nurturers anyway. And that's why, I think that's why God gave us hair and a lot of hair, because we're nurturers and we're more likely to nurture. You know, as you notice, men don't, hair doesn't grow. They don't grow their hair like we do. They're not really nurturers like we are. So it's easy for them to go to the barbershop, get a haircut every 2 weeks or however often they do it. We're more nurturers. So we're built to nurture our hair. But these days and times, it's not like that anymore. We're quickly to either cover it up or, you know, just the way we comb it sometimes, snatching it.
And, yeah, yeah.
You know, yeah. Just the way that we handle our hair is not nurturing and it's not loving. And you know what? If you mistreat a child, the child is not going to want to be around you. Again, that is you nurture a child. So when you mistreat your hair, it's no wonder it falls off. And when you cover it up and when you change and hide it, well, and I'm guilty of the same thing, Val. Don't get me wrong. I am so guilty of this. And that's the reason why when I help others, I help myself. And as I help myself, I help others. Mm. And being in this industry, there's a thin line between making money and caring for your hair
and caring for someone else's hair, because see,
exactly,
your charge is to nurture someone else's hair, you know, because you have to like, not you, mm-hmm, but you and everyone in your industry, you know,
exactly.
Like someone comes to you and they actually put you in charge of their hair, and like now, like a lot of people want to be natural. So you go to the salon because you want someone to take care of your natural hair.
Take care.
Leave you with damage, breakage, mm-hmm, and, you know, something that you can't maintain. Because
right,
that's the point of having natural hair. And I just want to say that I'm talking to Valerie Stroud, Vegan Val, Nappy by Nature. Color Me Natural is her salon. And she's located in Greensboro, North Carolina. You can find her on social media. And you can also find her... what is your website?
My website is colormenaturalsalon.com.
And what is your Instagram?
Colormenatural is my Instagram. And my Facebook is also colormenatural.
Okay, so I guess if you Google colormenatural.
I'm sorry, colormenatural salon.
If you Google colormenatural, she should come up. But I just want you guys to, you know, I don't want you to have to listen to the whole podcast before... You know how to get in contact with her. And what is your phone number if they want to call you?
My phone number is 336-327-3516.
Okay. And you're listening to Issues, the podcast. And I'm Queen V, and I'm talking to Valerie Stroud. Both of our names are Valerie. And we're talking about hair. So to get back on topic, we're talking about hair nurturers and the charge that cosmetologists have been given to nurture the hair and help with the caring of the hair, because the hair is the crown and glory. And I also really feel down deep in my heart that our hair is also our antennas. Why?
Absolutely.
When something happens, you know, we get these chills and our hair stands up and all that. Yeah, because our hair basically can detect things that, you know, that our minds, before our minds can detect it, I believe our hair can detect it. If it's not, like you say, it hasn't been damaged or dead from chemicals.
Well, Val, it's really interesting you would say that, because I've noticed that we as women does not have or exercise the intuition that God has given us.
Mm-hmm.
That I remember my mother and grandmother and aunties talking about and showing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just incredible. It's almost like we can't think anymore.
Mm.
And you don't understand why. And I listen to people talk, and I listen to some things they say and questions they have about themselves, about life, about whatever. And it's like, you're a woman. You have intuition. Do you know? Do you feel? Does something nudge at you at some point about this situation, about this incident, about this issue?
Okay.
Our intuition as women and I remember as a young lady, my mother, grandmother, aunties, the women, the more mature women in the neighborhood, talking about intuition and their spirit and them knowing, just their intuition letting them know. Well, it's interesting you would say that our hair being our antenna, because I realized that these days and times, we as women have no more intuition. I listen to us women talk, and we talk about things we don't know and questions that we ask and we don't know, and we can't find the answer, and we're confused and blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, well, what happened? We supposed to have intuition. I mean, you look at social media, you look at TV, and you wonder, and I wonder, okay, didn't this person have some nudge? Do you have a nudge that lets you know? You know, we no longer have that because our antennas are broken. And what am I speaking of? Our hair. Our hair is our antenna to the Most High, whatever that may be to you. And our antennas lead us to down the path of righteousness. And we have lost that because we don't care for our hair like we should. Our hair is unhealthy. Or we cover it. Our hair, some of us now, our hair haven't seen the light of day in so many years. And when you cover something, if you cover your beautiful flower outside, day in, day out, summer, winter, spring, fall, what is it going to do?
It's not going to grow.
It's not going to grow. It's going to die. It's literally going to die. It's just always covered. So, uncover your hair sometimes. And why is it not uncovered? Do you really love it? Are you really loving? Do you really love your hair? Do you really respect your hair as a living thing? And this is one thing that I would like to help us with as a cosmetologist, a loctician, a natural hair specialist. And I'm not gonna sit on no seat of judgment, and I'm not sitting in no high place, because yes, I do chemicals and yes, I do color, but what I do is I present this on your hair, and I love your hair while I'm doing it. So I'm gonna do it and try to do it in the healthiest way possible. And especially, let me just talk about the natural hair industry. The natural hair industry has blown up. And it's gone viral. But people are not caring for that natural hair. The loctician, the natural hair specialist, the people in my industry are not actually caring for that natural hair. So the natural hair is actually falling off the head, and it's having issues. And people are going natural because they don't want those issues. But I find that natural hair, people that has natural hair is having some of the same issues that people that has chemical in their hair are having. Because the loctician, the natural hair care specialist, is not caring for that hair. And again, I mentioned earlier, there's a thin line between a hair care specialist, and someone that is there to make money. That's another whole story and podcast by itself. So I'm old school, Valerie. I'm old school, and I go in and I massage the scalp, and I look at the hair and the scalp, and I try to specify what that hair and scalp need according to what you as an individual need. And I talk to you about your lifestyle and I talked to you about what your hair been going through, what you've been using, and that is how I determine the service that's going to be used in that particular day. So I like to encourage you and all women that's listening to love your hair. Start by loving your hair. When you start by loving your hair, when you go see your hair care specialist, you're going to ask more questions, and you're going to be, oh, and you know what, Val, let me just say this right quick. I got to say this, okay? Women, stop going to these salons and sitting in the chair and becoming victims. Ask questions. It seems like you lose your power when you go into the salon. You sit there, and all of a sudden, you just let anything happen. Stop doing that. Ask questions. We as cosmetologists and hairstylists and hair care specialists, we are very arrogant. I've been guilty of it myself. And we think we know everything, but we don't. Talk to the person that you're sitting in their chair. Talk to them about your hair, what you've been going through. If they don't ask you a lot of questions, you may want to start talking to them. They should ask questions, especially the first time. They should be looking at your scalp. Mm-hmm. They should be asking you about your lifestyle. These are some of the things they should be asking you. Otherwise, you're sitting in the chair of someone that's not going to care for your hair.
Right. So, tell the audience how they can get in contact with you. Give them your social media again, just in case they're just tuning in or didn't write it down before.
Again, on Facebook, Color Me Natural, and on Instagram, Color Me Natural Salon, and on my website, which is actually it's published, but I'm still working on it. So don't judge me, guys. I'm still working on it, but please go on there and look at what I have to offer. It's colormenaturalsalon.com. And I'm located at Salons by JC on Battleground Avenue, Suite 16, Color Me Natural, Suite 16. That should be easy to remember. All of us women want to be Sweet 16 forever. And my phone number is 336-327-3516.
Okay,
please,
awesome.
Please, all means, call me, come by, check me out. Let me love on your hair.
Well, I'm so excited today because we have actually almost completed the first 30 minutes of this podcast. And it's been exciting. It's been very educational. So what we're going to do is we're going to come back and we're going to have a part two to this. If you guys have any questions, comments, concerns, my Instagram is QVTV2020, or you can reach me at Spot TV, and you can also reach me on, I have a blog at Spot TV Network. .com/WP, and also you can reach me on Facebook, of course, at Spot TV, and just let us know what you want to hear, what other subjects, if you have any questions. I'm sure Valerie wouldn't mind answering them for you, and you can just let us know what you want to hear on this podcast. So I want to thank everyone for listening. And please make sure you follow, save, and leave a comment to let us know what else you want to hear. I know there's not any music or anything fancy, but the only thing that we want you to pay attention to right now is the information, because your hair is your crown and glory. And we think that we need to start with the head, because the head is the antenna. So for you to stay woke and know what's going on, we got to get those antennas correct. We got to go out there and get that water, the nourishment, and the sunlight in order for it to grow. And we also have to make sure we have proper maintenance. And for those who just, really want to get that style and grace and be in a place, make sure you stop by Color Me Natural Salon. and go to the website and make you an appointment, or go check out Vegan Val and let her put her hands in your head and just see what's going on. She's got them growing hands. She doesn't use a lot of product. She is an educator, so she can answer your questions. If you have young daughters that are interested in going natural or maintaining their natural hair, by all means, consult with her. So I want to thank everyone for listening today. And we're about at the 30-minute mark. And I'm just really excited that we got the show on the road. It was kind of...
Yes.
It was planned by God, but it was impromptu by us. So thank you for listening to the podcast. Anything else you'd like to say before we go?
Thank you, Valerie, for allowing and for presenting this podcast to the masses, to the public, and allowing me my voice to be heard. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay, yes, and I appreciate it, too. And now I'm looking at... I'm looking at my clock, and it actually hasn't even been 20, it hasn't been 30 minutes. We're only at 26:13. So, do you have any closing words you want to say? We can just do some talking about some things that's going on in the world. Let me see what's going on in the world. Let's see, it's October. So yeah, we have the homecoming coming up.
Yes, so, yeah.
Call me if you need your business promoted for the homecoming, because I'll be out there at the parade. I want you guys to subscribe to my YouTube page, because I may be doing some live features from the YouTube page. So, and if anybody wants to be on my show or get a shout out on homecoming, you know, you can contact me, and I'll go ahead and direct you to how to do so. And let's see what else is going on. It's fall, a lot of festivals coming up. Let's see. Oh, we'll talk about being a vegan for the next 3 minutes. Tell me how being a vegan has changed your life, Vegan Val.
My health, first of all. I used to be sick all the time into my childbearing years. The doctors didn't know. Just briefly, the doctors did not have any idea what was going on. All sorts of tests. And when I say sick, I mean lethargic, just headaches all the time. And I was just tired of it. I miscarried a couple of times and then had issues with carrying the child, had an early birth, my second child, the third child. They had to put me on complete bed rest, just on and on, ongoing problems. Young, I had no business going through all of this. Well, because the doctors couldn't help me, I had to help myself. Someone gave me a book one day called How to Eat to Live.
Elijah Muhammad.
Yes. I read that book and it changed my life. I started out, I gave up beef and pork for a month. I felt amazing. So I took it further and gave up chicken and did for a month. I felt even more amazing. And I gave up that third month. I gave up all living animals.
Anything.
Okay. Yes, all living animals. Animals. Fish, yes, people. Yes, yes, yes. Fish is meat. Please stop asking me, do I eat fish? Fish is meat.
Wow. Anyway,
I'm sorry, I went off on a tangent, but I stopped. After 3 months, I no longer ate meat, and it changed my life in a healthier way, and I have been feeling amazing ever since. And this is a journey, just like everything else, just like your natural hair. This is a journey. I learned more because I'm an endurance athlete. I'm a runner. I'm always learning better ways to eat vegan. And sometimes I can be a vegan junk food eater. So, you know, junk food is junk food by any other name. Vegan food, guess what? Potato chips.
Right. Vegan ain't being just eating french fries and cake all day. You know, we just need to, somebody need to hear that.
That's right. I never forget many times standing in the store getting ready to get a slice of cake, and it was vegan, and someone standing next to me saying, oh, vegan cake, that's healthier. No, it's not.
Right.
Because it says vegan, sugar by any other name is still sugar. And my running is affected. And the way I feel is affected when I eat junk food.
Right.
So again, this journey, I have to stay on track. And when I feel my best is when I eat whole food, plant-based food. Whole plant-based food. So when I say whole plant-based food, I don't go and get apples that are cut up in a container out of the freezer department in the grocery store. I get a whole apple and I bite it and I can enjoy it more. It feels like I'm eating.
Right.
And I feel better compared to the apple that's in this juice that's come out of the container in the grocery store, which is still apples.
Right.
But I feel better when I bite that apple and eat it that way. And that's what I mean by whole food. Okay. So, yes, that's what started my journey. And I am 61 years old, and I can outwalk. And when my daughter, I'm not going to call her name, but people that know me, but my daughter is 36 years old. We go to the mall or we go to the store, and she's always saying, "Mama, you walk too fast." She's 36. I'm like, "You catch up. Keep up. We're walking." Okay? So that just gives you an idea of the energy level I have as a vegan.
Right.
And it's amazing. It's amazing. We do not have to have the diseases that our parents had. I was listening to a follower on Facebook last night that's a vegan. And she was saying that people are saying that diseases, high blood pressure, heart disease, sugar diabetes is inherited. That's not inherited. What's inherited is the lifestyle of your parents or the people that came before you that ate fatty foods and that ate foods that had that brought about sugar, diabetes, and things of that nature. That's what's inherited. The actual disease is not. So you can change that. You can turn that around.
Right.
You don't have to be an inheritor of these diseases. So I hear all the time, you can Google it, how people that has had these diseases have turned it around through their diet.
Okay, well, we're going to definitely make this another show.
Yes.
And I really enjoyed speaking with you today. And I need you just to give the contact information for Vegan Vals, Color Me Natural, Nat B by Nature Salon, and social media platforms.
I'm sorry, Valerie.
What I was saying is just give me your information to public again so they can find you.
Yes. Sure. That is on Facebook is Color Me Natural Salon. On Instagram is Color Me Natural Salon. My website is colormenaturalsalon.com. And my phone number is 336-327-3516. And I'm located at Salons by JC, Suite 16.
Okay, so thank you so much for being on my first episode of the Issues Podcast, and we're going to be coming at you on a regular basis, and we hope that you subscribe and also comment, and if you have any suggestions or ideas of podcasts or people to interview, let us know. So, thank you for watching, I'm so used to television. Thank you for listening, and please keep it locked. Stay tuned. Okay, so, let's see.